Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, if you have a dog or a cat, you might find that they leave bits of hair all over the place. And while that's annoying, it might have a surprising use. Irene Lerman takes the spare hair and turns it into knitted creations. She's the founder of Pet Hair to Knitwear, and she joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, Irene.
Good afternoon, Sean.
You've been knitting for most of your life. Was it a relatively recent discovery that you could do this with pet hair?
Yes, absolutely. I've been knitting, and then I adopted a cat, and the cat happened to have very long hair that I had to brush sometimes. And then I collected it. I didn't know what to do with it. So the idea came actually from my cat.
Right. Okay. But presumably you don't just pick up the hair and start knitting with it. Does it has to go through some sort of a process?
Yes, there is a special process. It's not very complicated, but you do need to have some tools. And it took me about 6 months to get it right. So I ruined a lot of cat's hair while learning.
Right. Okay. And is it that you need a loom or something to create a kind of a wool type substance with it?
So you need a spindle. Sometimes it's a very simple drop spindle that I use, that you hold it in your hand, or you can have a spinning wheel, which is much larger and more complicated, I think.
And does it take a long time to get enough of this kind of wool to make something with it?
It depends on what you're making. Very small decorative item, they don't take a lot of time. You just spin it and then you quickly knit it. But something like a scarf, you spend hours making the wool and you spend hours knitting it.
Yeah. And then would you dye it whatever color you want, or would you tend to kind of leave it the color of the animal it came from?
I keep the animal colors because they're so beautiful, especially like German Shepherds. They have Saint Bernards, or even white. If it's pure white, it's all beautiful. But I know it can be dyed. If you want to dye it, you can dye it in pink or green or whatever.
Yeah. And what kinds of things then? I mean, you mentioned scarves, obviously. What other kind of things can you make with this?
I stay with kind of smaller items, hats, mittens, scarves, as I mentioned. I can make bags. I can make Christmas ornaments. Teddy bears, very popular. So anything you can knit, you can make with this hair.
And from the work you've done, can you make something from any cat or any dog, or are there breeds of dogs or cats where they're just not very hairy?
Yeah, so the best yarn comes from the dog that with undercoats, like Huskies, Samoyeds, German Shepherds. But and the hair needs to be brushed. So if you have dog that and you can brush your hair out and collect it, I can knit with it, even if it's on a shorter side and it's not really an undercoat.
And the commissions you get, though, as I understand, sometimes it's for a pet who's died.
Yes, about a half of it. And people collect it. They don't even know what to do with this. They collect it just in case or because they want to have something. And then they find out about me. They're so happy. You wouldn't believe it. They send it to me and I return it back. We discuss what they want to make, like a little heart maybe to hang, depending how much hair they collected.
Right. Yeah. Well, of course. I mean, it wouldn't be the case where they maybe have to shave their pet and you know, send that to you.
Yeah. Shaved hair actually makes items prickly and the item will shed. So for the decorative items, it's okay. But if you want to wear a scarf with shed hair, you wouldn't like it because it will be very prickly because one side of the hair is cut. So it makes it difficult too.
If the hair has fallen, is shed or it's fallen out, it tends to be softer, does it?
Yes, if you brush it, you get it. It makes it very soft, yeah.
And I assume as well, people would want these things, especially for a pet that's died, to remember them. But yes. Can you also get the smell of your pet?
Yeah, no. So people usually, the people who send me hair from the pet that died, they ask me not to wash it because they can have the smell. But the items are easily washed and you can wash it as many times as you want. And as you wash it, the smell goes away because it really is not the dog that smells. It's the oil on the fur.
Mm. Now, and you know, sometimes if people with a pet dog will know this, if the dog's been out in the rain, there's that wet dog smell, which isn't very nice. Is there a danger of getting that from one of these products?
Yeah, so again, if the item is really nicely washed multiple times, it will go away. But it depends also on the dog. Some dogs smell more, some less, and the hair I get some smell like perfume. If it's the dog being bathed and doesn't have problems with the skin, it doesn't really smell.
Right. Okay. Now, you're based in Boston. So, do you get commissions from all over the U.S.?
All over. Yes, I get from Asia, surprisingly, Hong Kong, Singapore, a lot of UK, Europe, Canada, of course, and a lot of from U.S.
Right. Okay. So they must keep you extremely busy. And what's the biggest thing that you've made so far?
The biggest is a little blanket. It took a lot of hours and a lot of preparation to make, but somebody wanted a blanket.
Sure, and but presumably then most of the things that would be very small. What would be the smallest thing you've made?
The smallest is a bracelet. People like wearing bracelets on their hands, so that's the smallest that I offer.
All right, yeah, that would be nice. And it's just dogs and cats at the moment. Are there any other animals, perhaps, potentially?
So I actually used wolf's hair. Someone sent me the woman who lives in a sanctuary. She collected it from three different wolves, and it was very soft and clean, to my surprise. I thought it will be like the dirtiest hair I will be using, but not. And also a bunny hair. Someone had a bunny and sent me the bunny's hair.
One of our listeners is wondering, Irene, because as you know, over the past year, we've been in lockdown in many parts of the world, and a lot of people haven't had a haircut in a long time. Theoretically, could you make something out of human hair?
No, I don't think so, because it's absolutely different texture. It won't be, because my business is spinning it to a yarn and knitting with it. I don't think human hair will be undergoing the same process. But I know some companies make ornaments using human hair. So maybe your listener can search it.
And Irene's shop is on Etsy. It's called Pet Hair to Knitwear. Irene Lerman, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Our pleasure too.
Moncrief on News Talk.